Test 62, section 3, question 5. Here we're looking to weaken the argument, and it says researchers recently announced that over the past 25 years, skin cancer, the incidence of skin cancer has continued to grow in spite of increasingly widespread use of sunscreen. So skin cancer is going up despite more sunscreen use. This shows that using sunscreen is unlikely to reduce a person's risk of developing such skin cancer, so sunscreen doesn't help. And this one, if you read it, you probably realize, no, that's not what that means. So because it could be that it would be even worse without the sunscreen. There could be other factors that are contributing to it. And so even though sunscreen is contributing to a decline, there are other factors that are offsetting it. So most people who purchase sunscreen product will not purchase the most expensive. We don't really care how expensive it is. We just want to know whether or not it works. Skin cancer generally develops among the very old as a result of sunburns experienced when very young. Actually, this could weaken it somewhat, and it wasn't what I was looking for. But if skin cancer develops among very old as a result of sunburns when they were very young, then the widespread use, the increasingly widespread use of sunscreens isn't really going to matter for a long time. It's going to take, 50 or 60 years before you see the reduction, because it would be based on sunburns they got when they were little, among the very old, and stuff that happened when they were very young. So B is pretty good. See, the development of sunscreens by pharmaceutical companies was based on research conducted by dermatologists. That's really good to know, but that doesn't really do that much for us in terms of saying whether they're effective or not. People who know that they are especially susceptible to skin cancer are generally disinclined to spend a large amount of time. That doesn't really say that the sunscreens are working, or that they're, it doesn't kind of weaken the idea that it's unlikely to reduce it. Those who use sunscreens most regularly are people who believe themselves to be most susceptible. We actually don't really care at all what people think. We just want to know, is the sunscreen working? And B is the one that says it might still be reducing it. It's just we aren't seeing the effect because it's going to take a lot of years before that happens. And so that would be our correct answer.